if you want that kind of detail.
Well, that's the value of an oral tape is the detail. So why don't you finish the telling us about the problem with the
ramp?
Ramp.
Yeah. Okay. Is it going?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the off San Clemente, the ramp completely broke off the ship, fell down, and of course the ramp also sealed the watertight integrity at the bow of the ship, and it's just like these ferries
in
Europe that keep sinking.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that very thing. Right.
Anyhow, at first we were backing into San Diego, and then they decided, well, the bow doors would hold it out well enough. And they did, and we went in frontwards, but very slow. And we got back into San Diego. There was another LST which had broken down completely. And so they swiped the ramp off it and came over to weld it on ours. And of course they were up there welding like heck. We had a full unit of fire load about 5 feet deep on the tank deck of ammunition, and the safety officer came over and saw that and damn near tore everybody apart for allowing this welding to start with ammunition in the hold of the ship.
That was an invitation to disaster.
Actually, later, a similar occurrence on an LST at Pearl Harbor, when we were loading out for Iwo Jima, blew up a whole string of LSTs, in fact. It was really a dreadful mess. Mm-hmm. No, we were loading out for Saipan. Okay. Okay, back to the convoy after the man had the appendix removed. The rest of the voyage to Kwajalein was uneventful. We got there and they had an assembly area for the LSTs pretty well up the chain of atoll islands from the pass that we were supposed to enter through. And fact is, we were maybe 4 or 5 miles away from that pass when they sent the signal to launch the LVTs. Well, of course, we got aboard and went out into the ocean, and we were, as I said, 5 miles away. Now, an LVT makes about 3 knots in the water, at least those did. And it was pretty rough. And they have a sort of a spoon bow. They don't really have a bow. It's just a place out front that's got a deck on it. Mm-hmm. And we were heading into the seas, and each wave would come right straight over the cabin of the LVT and into the deck where all of us were located, and so we were soaking wet inside of 2 minutes, and it was a regular shower bath the whole way in. And after we got about halfway to the pass, here come all the LSTs steaming down and getting in position where they should have been in the first place. So that was the amphibious Navy. We went in and landed. The tactics there were to land the supporting arms on D-1. And they were landed on little islands off from the main objective islands.
How far off?
Oh, we were 2 islands away. Okay. Which in distance we were about 3,000 yards.
Okay.
And of course, they sent an infantry outfit in ahead of us to clear the island. And when we got in there, the infantry guys were anxious to get on with the work and go to this island that was right next to the objective. We barely had time to keep them from taking the LVTs before we could get our guns and ammunition off of them. But fortunately, we did. I understand I think one gun crew didn't get its things off, and we had to hunt for that LST the next day to find it, LVT, to find it and get the things off. But I had the whole battalion ashore, and the battalion commander didn't come in till the next day. And I had them all ashore. I put them in position, and we were able to register before D-Day HR. Registering is checking getting our firing so that we know where we're shooting. And when he came in, we had a going out operation. So I think that was another thing that pissed him off.
You were getting no enemy resistance.
No resistance at all. Were you? No, the main problem we had that first night, where the battleships were only about 1,000 yards off from us, and every time one of those would fire at the main objective, which was Roy and Namur Islands, everything would fly up in the air and come down again. Me and the coconut crab that had decided to get in my foxhole with me and everything else, and the coconuts had fall off the trees, and good God, it was a rough night, but it wasn't rough with any enemy action. I imagine it was pretty rough for them because they were really undergoing a bombardment with some heavy stuff.
Pinned down.
As I recall, it was the California right off our island. The next day, the landing was progressing, and we could see the action on the beach on Roy and Namur pretty clearly, and it was rough. And the first enemy I'd seen in combat, saw a great big Jap. All he had on was shorts and a helmet and a rifle, and he came charging out and jumped across the log revetment and went into firing position. I said, good God, that's a big one. And it's turned out that there's a race of Japanese from Hokkaido who are quite large. And they have slightly different features than their brothers down on the main island, Honshu. And these people were a naval landing force or Japanese marine outfit that were from that part of the world. After Kwajalein, we of course were taken aboard regular transports. We didn't have to travel back in LSTs.
Now, did you actually go ashore on the island?
Not on the objective, no. I went over to the island next to it during the battle to see if I could do any spotting for our battalion, and didn't have any luck, but while I was on there, we caught some 5-inch rounds from the destroyers, and I remember one of them. I was in a crater that had been left by a 16-inch shell, and that was a big hole, about 30 feet across. And I dove in that when I heard this incoming rounds, and I saw a guy blown all to pieces right in front of me. It was outside of that didn't get to a crater.
Well, your marine artillery stayed on the offshore on the island.
Yeah, we didn't displace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the support we were able to give was adequate from where we were. At least it did the job.
Right.
And there wasn't any reason to get on the Objective Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And we went back to Maui and were introduced to Camp Maui, main camp, where the 4th Marine Division based the rest of the war. We didn't stay there. We went out on other operations, but we based there.
That was just nice. Yeah.
And in the usual way, they had constructed this camp on a shoulder of the mountain Haleakala, where the trade winds seemed to meet the local breezes and cause rain all the time.
Hmm.
So that's where the Marine camp was.
Right in the rain.
We had an awful lot of rain.
Naturally, it would do that to you.
Okay.
We had replacements. We hadn't suffered much in that operation. The
mm-hmm.
artillery hadn't, but the infantry had.
Mm-hmm.
Had
mm-hmm.
numerous casualties. Of course, and then we went through a training program and prepared for Saipan,
mm-hmm.
Which was our next operation.
All right. So shall we pick up our next time at Saipan?
Okay.